From ABC News, I'm Dave Barrett. The fight over getting the news out in Detroit getting nasty.
There was some bottles that was, you know, there was sticks that were used to whack the truck, so there was some of that stuff.
That's what the picketers at the printing plant used overnight.
The gate opened and about six or eight semi-tractor trailer trucks started rowing out of the gate and rolled into and through the crowd of picketers.
John Lippert, a striking Detroit Free Press writer, saw what happened. He also saw helicopters, which were used to bypass the picket lines to deliver some of today's papers. Trucks on the move around Sarajevo. The UN sees that action by Bosnian Serbs.
It could be, on the one hand, purely routine redeployment around Sarajevo, or it could be the initial phase of grouping vehicles together in preparation to move out.
Until the heavy weapons are moved from the Sarajevo area, the NATO airstrikes won't be letting up. There's a wrap-up starting this week at the Simpson trial for the prosecution.
Marsha Clark has come in with a witness list that's 58 strong and, in effect, wants to retry the case, even bring in the slow-speed chase. I think the defense will say, not within the scope of the rebuttal. Let's limit the rebuttal. Let's keep it to 5 days, as the jury was promised.
That's Harvard University law professor Arthur Miller, who sizes up what the state needs to do.
It has to focus on what they call the trail of blood. It has to say, look, forget about Mark Furman. Watch the drops of blood.
Miller says the prosecutors have to bring back some forceful witnesses and keep the technical jargon to a minimum if they want the Simpson jury to pay attention. Why has the earth been warming up over the past 100 years? The New York Times says it's because more fossil fuels have been burned. You're listening to ABC News.
If you wear contact lenses, we'd like you to meet 800-800-LENS customer Phyllis Porter of San Bernardino, California.
Most amazing to me is that I can get the same contact lenses for half the price, and the contact lenses come right to me. So it's very exciting, and it's incredible to me that I can get the same contact lenses for half the price, and all I have to do is call 800-800-LENS, order my contact lenses, give them my prescription over the telephone. I don't even have to pay for the phone call, and it's wonderful service, and I'm amazed at the price, that it's half the price as I would pay if I went anywhere else.
Save up to 50% on your lenses, not to mention your time. Whether you wear hard or soft lenses, disposables, gas permeables, or torics, replacing your contact lenses has never been easier. As long as your prescription is current, 800-800-LENS will keep you from seeing double and paying double. Call us at 1-800-800-LENS.
GOP presidential hopeful Pat Buchanan has a problem with U.S. forces flying over Bosnia.
They didn't sign up to fight in blue helmets. They didn't take an oath to the United Nations.
And he pledged,
when I get to the Oval Office, never again will young Americans be sent into battle except under American officers and to fight under an American flag.
Cheers from the Christian Coalition, where Buchanan spoke in D.C. this weekend. Emmy Awards tonight in Southern California. ER, the show, may get more of the honors.
Endeavor is currently moving beneath the velocity vector, or V-bar.
No, this isn't preparation for the Emmys.
Take it back toward the Spartan.
It's NASA describing how the shuttle Endeavor is getting closer to the Spartan satellite, the one which has been out alone in orbit for a couple of days studying the solar wind, the stuff which can interfere with radio or TV signals. A deal nearly as complete as complex as a space shuttle flight.
Deion Sanders signed the contract, and he's now a Dallas Cowboy.
Dallas owner Jerry Jones wouldn't talk about money, but it's reported that Deion Sanders is going to play football in Dallas for 5 years, earning about $30 million. Should be a decent payday for Andre Agassi or Pete Sampras. They go for the men's title at the U.S. Open tennis tournament today in New York City. Their all-time head-to-head matchup is even at 8 wins apiece. This is ABC News.
Hey, man, what you need?
You want to know what I need?
You really want to know what I need?
I need a chance.
I need to graduate.
I need a future.
I need a neighborhood.
I need peace.
I don't need to be messed up.
I need one night without gunfire.
I need to stay out of trouble.
I need to laugh.
I need people who care about me.
I need respect.
And I need you to leave me alone.
The next time a pusher asks you what you need, let him know. Brought to you by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Dave Barrett.